This is Stefan Hohmeister. And if this is the first time you listen to the Lightwolf podcast, then I would like to extend a particularly warm welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast entitled Likeable or Respected. As a leader, not everyone always has to like you. So welcome to this community where now thousands of people are downloading our Lightwolf podcasts every single time. The community is growing, everyone seems to be enjoying, and I'm great that you are joining the team here as well. One of the things that you as a leader have to do is striking good balances between thinking and acting, between being close enough and leaving enough freedom. And today is about one of those delicate, particularly hard to strike balances to be a good leader. It's about the balance to strike between being likable and respected. Why is this tough? Well, I can say for myself, I have a deeply seated need to be loved. I'm human. It's a basic human need. And sympathy and positive emotions help to feel what I want to feel. Now, in many situations, it's relatively easy to get along with people, to do what's right, to succeed, and to be liked. However, there are situations where this is hard or simply impossible. And that's the kind of situation we are talking about today. In my view, if I were to summarize good leadership in one sentence, to me leadership means achieving extraordinary results by helping others do the right things. And doing what's right is sometimes easy, yet sometimes uncomfortable. And many times you as a leader will not be able to just accommodate everybody's individual perspectives 100%. If I can share a quote from Steve Jobs, and I worked with him for a year, so I'm met him also personally. I know that he also meant this statement quite literally. Quote: "If you want to please everyone, don't be a leader. Sell ice cream." Unquote. And I think he's right. If you want to be a leader, you have to do what's right in the first place. You have to earn respect in the first place. And while it is often possible to make everyone feel okay with that, it sometimes is really a hard challenge. But definitely, being respected all the time is much, much more important than being liked all the time. So this is where I would lean in terms of striking the right balance. And thinking about my 25 years in roles in the corporate world and now 10 years in consultant and training roles supporting companies to succeed and be long-term meaningful and successful, I just reflected on my three best tips for you on how to strike that balance well. My three best tips for a good balance between being likable and respected. Between having a cool head and a warm heart. Tip number one, clear principles, consistency in action. As a leader, you sometimes have to take very serious decisions with far-reaching consequences. They may be difficult to take, they may be complex, and you will have to take them under an ever more increasing level of uncertainty and ambiguity. And they will change maybe in a year's time. And you will still have to make a decision soon, maybe now. In these situations, it's simply impossible to please everyone all the time, no matter what you decide. I think organizations who then water down their decisions to the lowest common denominator may feel at ease short term and may get along for a while. But I don't think they will ever maximize their potential. Because the lowest common denominator hardly ever is the best solution. So you have to take the best solution. You have to take a good decision, your best decision. And even if you have some good help, you can help yourself by having a clear strategy, by having clear leadership principles for the company, by having clear rules, how to work together in your team. All these things help. They make it easier to decide what's right. So please make sure you have them. You have those clear leadership tools. You have clear principles on how you want to lead, collaborate in your organizations. They help. And if then you apply the principle of what's right for our customer, what's right for our employees, and what's right for the company, and you then act consistently, then you will very, very often have a great chance to be meaningful and successful for the long term. So my tip number one, clear principles and consistency in action. Tip number two, empathize noticeably. Feedback matters. Feedback is very, very important for motivation, performance, results, and fun. And to make feedback work, it's important that you, no matter which side you're on, you are honest, even if it is uncomfortable. Let me share one example from a leadership program I ran with a global company about 2 years ago. In this program, run with the top 25 global leaders, I had local general managers from every single continent, including the general manager from Japan, a wonderful man who I am in touch with still today. And when we worked on leadership, when we worked on those important fundamentals that mastered make the decisive difference between good and great, he realized a couple of subtle things that he started applying. Being from Japan, his social, his cultural background would predicate and support and almost request that he would never confront someone in a way that risks for the other person to ever lose face. So giving criticism in a direct and honest way felt a little harder for him. Now, we ran the program, a 3 days leadership program, followed up by 6 months of continuity and support. And at the end of 6 months, we had a one-on-one coaching on Skype or Zoom, and then had an hour together. And as we started this conversation, he said, "Stefan, before we start, I would like to thank you." I said, "Great, thank you very much for the feedback, but for what?" He said, "You know, I'm a Japanese, and in my culture, it is not so frequent that we would confront directly. We'd like to make sure that we don't make our partner lose face. But in your program, I learned I can offer criticism, and I can do it in a way that does not only not harm my personal relationship, it can even strengthen the personal relationship. I've started it with my 3 direct reports. With one, it worked okay to good. And with the other 2, it worked really, really very effectively. So I changed my habit. I started offering constructive criticism whenever I see my people making a relevant mistake. Therefore, thank you, Stefan." And I said, "Great. Thank you very much. A great example for empathizing." Because he said, "Look, when there was a mistake, I told my partner that I felt with him and that it's not a problem, that it's not bad to make a mistake. I just felt with him or her and I empathized, and that helped us connect. So it really made an important step forward." Another one. Imagine you have a conversation with one of 3 candidates who are runners-up for one promotion, for one job and responsibility, a level up. You have 3 in your team, but only one will make it. The employee you're now thinking about and talking with tomorrow has made progress. You praised him along the way. He knows he made progress. but you know that he has not made enough progress to take the next career step right now. He is not yet ready. You know this will disappoint him, because he had hope, because he worked so hard, because he got feedback on his progress along the way, and he got even more hope. But only one out of three candidates can get a job, and the choice was made for another candidate. So when tomorrow you will have the conversation with him, you can already expect that he might feel very, very disappointed. And one way to strike a good balance between being likable and respected is that, of course, you tell him the truth, and at the same time, you empathize noticeably. You let him feel that you feel with him, that you feel that he is disappointed, while still doing what's right and telling him the truth. But you do so in a way that makes him feel a noticeable empathy from your side. And tip number three, explain why it's right for everyone involved. Especially for people who find you particularly sympathetic, particularly when it's about critical discussions or on a tough topic. Yeah? Enable the people affected to buy in and understand why the choice was made, and understand why the choice was made for someone else, and why it's also right for them. Yeah? So make people understand and buy in, particularly when it's an uncomfortable decision to them. Explain why it's right for everyone involved. If you're interested in getting tangible help for leading tough employee conversations, either for you individually, you would like to upgrade your own skills in this area, or if you'd like to help a team, a group, or an entire organization to get much better at improving performance by giving really good, effective feedback, then please write an email to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com and I'd be happy to schedule a completely free consultation call to start solving this challenge and opportunity for your company. So, net, my three best tips for you, how to strike the right balance, how to be respected in the first place, and how to still be likable as much as you can, and strike a good balance between the two. Number one, clear principles, consistency in action. Two, empathize noticeably. Three, explain why it's right for everyone involved. I hope you found at least one little nugget in the conversation today, and maybe you found one thing that you realize works for you and you do it already, then just do more of it. Or you found something where you think, I'm doing it, but I should stop it, then stop it. Or you found a new idea that you have never tested and you think that might work, then by all means, go ahead, put it in practice tomorrow and start leveraging these little tricks and tips that help you to strike the right balance between being respected all the time and being likable as frequently as possible, but always doing what's right for the business, and then coming along as someone who has a cool head and a warm heart. And if you like those leadership suggestions and tips here in the Lightwolf podcast, please subscribe to it. Every week there is a couple of new tips published. Join us again next time. Leave us a star rating in iTunes. I would really appreciate if right now at the end of this podcast you just stopped, paused, and took the 1 minute it takes to give me a star rating in iTunes. That helps me understand how well my work, my sharing works for you. And if there is an important question related to strategy or leadership that is yet unanswered in the Lightwolf podcast, please drop me an email, drop me a message, and let me know what it is. Because maybe your open question is the title of the next Lightwolf podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I thank you for your time. See you next time. Thank you. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.